Now this is a dictation for Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, April 1542, addressed as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-8-828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, a follow-up for Mr. Lucas, last visit in March, for hypertension and low potassium, has been evaluated by endocrinologist Dr. Maduri, M-A-D-D-U-R-I, because of bilateral adrenal masses. It is my understanding that there is no indication for further intervention or changes on medications. Comes in person accompanied with the doctor. Blood pressure at home fluctuates from normal to as high as 170s over 70s. He's trying to do salt and fluid restriction. He denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies changes in urination, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no major edema or claudication symptoms. Denies recent chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, prior smoker emphysema, no purulent material hemoptysis. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Recently, I increased lisinopril from 5 to 10, otherwise Norvasc 5 milligrams, atenolol 50. Takes no diuretics. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 176-76 on the right side. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no tachypnea, no respiratory distress, some degree of COPD, emphysema, distant breath sounds, but no RALS, no wheezing, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, no major edema, no focal deficits. Chemistry from May, normal kidney function. In that opportunity, potassium back to normal, a normal sodium, bicarbonate in the upper side at 30. Next paragraph, the testing for bilateral adrenal masses did not show evidence of pheochromocytoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. In terms of the hypertension and hypokalemia, so far the workup has been inconclusive. When we tested for any potential renal wasting, potassium was already improved and he was already on lisinopril. Since then, I have increased lisinopril to 10 milligrams. I requested him to check blood pressure at home today, given the high number in the office, and that was 144.76, so there might be a component of white coat hypertension or anxiety. However, given the multiple fluctuations on numbers, I'm requesting him to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor, and that will tell us how well controlled he is during the day as well as at night. And potentially, we might be able to increase lisinopril further as there is normal kidney function. In terms of the bilateral adrenal adenoma, he's been followed with endocrinologists, and it's my understanding that there is no clear-cut evidence of hormonal secretion. We will monitor new chemistries in August. Otherwise, management of other issues, including prior smoker emphysema, infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, extensive degenerative lumbar disease with prior sciatic left-sided. He follows with urology for prostate cancer. He is known to have a kidney stone, but there has been no evidence of obstruction. Only to discuss at length with the patient and the daughter, end of dictation.